Donald Trump Jr. backs up J.D. Vance from opponents' lies. J.D. is 100% America First. By Jacob Bliss on March 22, 2022. Donald Trump Jr. backed up J.D. Vance, a Republican Ohio Senate candidate, after attacks from his neocon opponents trying to smear him as an ever-Trumper and not America First. "I'm getting tired of watching the neocons in #OHSN running dishonest ads calling Vance a never-Trumper. It's BS," Trump Jr. said. A lot of conservatives were skeptical of DJT in 2016 and got won over when they saw him in action. J.D. is 100% America First. Trump Jr. added that his comments are not an endorsement, but enough is enough with the lies being told about this guy from his opponents. This was in response to a post from Vance explaining his stance on not recklessly endorsing a European-led no-fly zone in Ukraine at the most recent debate, which his opponents Josh Mandel and Mike Gibbons both did. He explained that a European-led no-fly zone is actually an American-led no-fly zone. "I find it preposterous that so-called America First conservatives would advocate allowing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to lead us into a conflict," Vance continued, noting that it is not America First to give Joe Biden more power, to ignore the problems of your own country and to focus instead on Ukraine, and to allow our sons and daughters to die in a war that is not in our national interest. Enough with the warmongering. Enough with the escalation. Let's focus on our own citizens, our own problems, and ignore the candidates who want us to fight a war with Vladimir Putin because it makes them feel tough. It's a ridiculous idea," he asserted. In a straw poll taken among attendees immediately after a FreedomWorks debate with Ohio Republican Senate hopefuls last week, Vance dominated the field, holding a more than 20-point lead. Of the nearly 400 people who attended, 43.1% wanted Vance, while the next closest Republican candidate was Jane Timken, who garnered only 20.7%. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.